With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is putting Venezuela on notice. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The Pentagon says two Venezuelan military aircraft flew near a U.S. Navy vessel, calling it a highly provocative move. And the president issued this warning.
If they do put us in a dangerous position, they'll be shut down.
The Venezuelan military action came after the U.S. carried out a deadly strike on a boat that the president said was carrying drugs from Venezuela. Administration officials say they will continue to carry out such military strikes to stem the flow of illicit drugs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
And this is the first president in history, in the annals, as we went far as back as Herbert Hoover's administration. There hasn't been one president, with the exception of Trump, who at this point in his presidency hasn't had at least one nominee clear by unanimous consent or voice vote. It is unprecedented what they're doing. It's got to be stopped. The president deserves his team, and that's what the American people voted for, and we intend to deliver it.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. A federal trial begins this week for a man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump as he played golf in Florida. Jury selection expected to start tomorrow and take 3 days, with opening statements planned for Thursday. Court has blocked off 4 weeks for trial, but attorneys are expecting that they will not need quite that much time. Former President Biden has decided to build his presidential library in Delaware. He's also tapped a group of former friends, aides, and political allies to begin the heavy lift of fundraising and finding a site for the museum and archive. The Joe and Jill Biden Foundation has approved a 13-person board. This is SRN News. Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the northern city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Most of Mosul's small population of believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. Before the invasion, the city's Christian population stood at about 50,000 people. Today, fewer than 20 Christian families remain as permanent residents, although some who settled in the semi-autonomous Kurdish area of northern Iraq will still return to Mosul for church services. Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, is planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a weekend festival in the city of Tallinn, Estonia, on October 18th and 19th. Contemporary Christian artists will perform, and Graham will preach both days. Local churches across the country have come together to sponsor the festival. This is SRN News. Republican Curtis Sliwa likes his chances in a crowded New York City mayor's race.
Curtis Sliwa, the red beret-wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, September the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including jazz musician Sonny Rollins. He is 95 years old today. Singer Gloria Gaynor turns 82. Actor Corbin Burnson is 71. This is SRN News.